I am Tom, and this is AC On, the short Alpha Clash podcast where I talk all things Alpha Clash on my way to work. Now, for this week, everyone is heading off for Vegas. It's the big new thing. Well, not new thing, it's the big thing. And we're all quite excited, I think, to find out what the meta will look like in both the US and, I'm going to say, Asia. Although it's the Philippines, so it's the two Clash Ground events. It's the first time we have, if you pardon the expression, real judges, because the judge program just came on a few weeks back. I haven't touched on that. Maybe I will later. But the big thing is the Clash Ground. There is though a single card I have to point out that came out of the spoilers. So this might be the last real spoilers. I know there are more scheduled after the Clash Ground events, but they're playing pre-release kits at the Clash Ground, so there might show up a few spoilers from that. Hopefully, we'll get to see some of the other cards that will support the new strategies evolved. Until then, we've got Supernova. So we sort of get a hint that something had to be done with Nova tokens, which we've been shown a few ways how to create. And here's one way. Supernova is a red card for 7. 3 of them have to be red. And it says, as an additional cost to play the card, you have to send 7 Nova tokens you control into Oblivion. So this is sort of an odd long-term aggro. I don't know how to put it other than that. So red is going a bit more long-term. But oh boy, do you get good effects on this. It may cost 7. You can reduce it by a single red if you control 2 or more flare cards. So it might want to lean into this strategy. But in addition, it has a steep price, no doubt about that. But you get to draw 2 cards, and you get to choose not 1 but 2 of a number of effects, 4 to choose from, where you can more or less do a board wipe. So you can either send all Clash cards, accessories, or to Oblivion. You can deal 7 damage to target the contender, I suppose your opponents, perhaps, or you can send all Clash Grounds to Oblivion, and no one can play Clash Grounds after that for the rest of the game. And I don't think we've seen any triggers saying for the rest of the game, but here it is. So this is a massive card. Whether or not it will have a massive effect, I'm not sure. You have to reach turn 7, and you have to load this with 7 Nova tokens. For what I've seen, this one, this is a cool looking card. I'm not sure it will actually have an effect, at least not in the meta we saw in the previous tournament in the Philippines, where red was big. But being talk, I'm having a hard time seeing competitive play reaching much more than turn 7 or 8. But let's see. That it might be. I might be surprised. And when will I be surprised? Well, this weekend actually, where the if I will be surprised, that will be this weekend, where we are. A lot of people are heading off to either Manila or Las Vegas for the Clash Ground events. I heard rumors that there will be coverage on the Philippine events. I hope to get to see some of that. I have not heard whether or not there will be any coverage of any sort on the Las Vegas events, on the Clash Ground there. I hope there will be, I would love to see the gameplay. I would love to see the decks. Now, I'm not going to own any of the decks. I'm guessing that will be a very heavy, iconic, rare, epic setup. But it's always good to look at the top tier decks for inspirations when you start digging your own box, and just to see what strategies will prevail. So I hope, if we're not getting any gameplay, at least we'll get to have some of the deck lists, so that we can sort of make a more complete picture of the meta. So I was going to guess on who will be winning. I'm guessing that Manila Talk will play a big part of that, unless someone comes in and sort of games the meta. What will happen in Las Vegas in the US? I think and I hope that we will see a more diverse field of contenders, so that we don't pick three contenders and they will be almost every one of them. But let's see. We'll know a lot more about it next week. Until then, have a good one. I'll talk to you then. Bye.